Say when.
All right, let's do it now. Come on, where's that whistle?
I can't get it in the right key. You gonna pull them pistols or use it? That's fine.
All right,
I just
brother.
Love that. Say when.
Right, that's a fantastic quote.
That needs to be the intro to the podcast. Say when.
That's not a bad idea. I wonder what it probably costs us a lot of money.
Yeah, that's in the new podcast. Say when.
Yeah, that's what we'll call it. We'll just call it Say When.
Say When.
Yeah.
And I think they messed that up. In that line, he used to say, someone said, I'll be your Huckleberry. Isn't it Huckleberry?
Okay, I looked it up, and Huckleberry is what people believe it should have been, except that term didn't come into existence until like 50 years after.
Really?
Because after you said that the other day, I was like, I wonder. That's interesting. And so I looked it up, and sure enough, Huckleberry was a term used for carrying a casket, right?
Yeah.
But it wasn't a term.
It was just made for the movie.
Exactly.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
It still is cool.
Come here, Huckleberry.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great quote, too. It's a great movie. I got to watch that again. I haven't watched it in forever. Now you got me all excited.
Awesome movie.
Tombstone. I haven't watched it with my kid. He'd like it.
Doc Holliday. I mean, everybody's character. Sam Elliott in that.
Oh my gosh. Well, kid. Sam Elliott. And same with Val Kilmer in everything.
Yeah.
Just some of my favorite actors.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, Sam Elliott. Well, today, Brent.
Yes.
I think we should talk about the fact that we're working on a book for men, no question. At the same time, a pink version should probably come out for women. Don't have to be pink. But
no, wait a second. I thought this was we're just kind of putting this in, so here's a section for men so you can.
Maybe. You can have one book.
Yeah. I don't know. We don't know.
But we for sure have crossed over the threshold of it's not just for men. Like, this message is not just for men. It's for women also, so. Whether it's maybe every other chapter or parts of a chapter, man, woman, or if it's two books, whatever. That's immaterial at this point in time. We now know we've got to discuss the Warrior Princess.
Yeah.
The Ruling Princess, the Queen.
Is that a movie?
Yeah, Warrior Princess.
I think it is a movie.
I think it's – oh, I don't know now.
See, now you have to go back and watch to see if there's anything you can draw from her character. It's a movie I never thought I'd ever
watch. Yeah, Xena, Warrior Princess. I had to look it up.
Xena.
Thankfully, I can admit I've never watched this movie before.
Yeah, I don't know it.
Yeah. Or no, it's a TV series. And they probably made a movie out of it. I don't know.
I have no clue.
Yep, 2013. This is totally different, though. This has to do with a monk.
Yeah, if it wasn't a word like Conan, I probably didn't watch it.
Yeah, right?
Or Rambo. Conan, Rambo. Hey, no, there you get the two of those guys together.
Oh,
they
my
make
gosh.
It pretty...
Yeah, they would be. That's your manly man right there. Arr. Well, the princess is the objective for objective is the wrong term, but the object, the title for the female side. So it goes on the men's side from beloved warrior, female side would be beloved princess.
Yeah.
And I alluded to it earlier, but by the time we get to ruling princess, we're really talking about a queen, but from a father's eyes, that's
still a princess.
Still my little princess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it just even by writing this down, here's what I'm discovering: how simple guys are,
aren't we?
And how complex women are. And we're sitting here trying to imagine what do you think a woman's experiencing? We're like going, dude, we can't even begin to.
Wrong room.
So we're gonna have to.
Wrong room.
We're gonna have to bring some women in and say, "Can you answer these questions and give us an answer? What it likes to be through this stage?"
Yeah.
She's like, "Well, what day of the week are we doing it? I'll give you a different answer the next day."
And don't worry about explaining it to me because I'm not going to get it. This part's for women, so just tell me what to write now.
Just bring me a sandwich and we'll be good.
Yeah, that's so messed up.
I didn't mean
No, it's
woman,
funny.
Bring me a sandwich.
No, it just comes out
food,
great. It's funny. You know, yeah, no.
Yeah, women have all these complex emotions and thoughts. You're like, can I just have a sandwich?
We know you didn't mean it that way, but you're not going to get yourself dug out of that hole, buddy.
Yeah, well, I've seen some other people say things on television recently that they're not getting dug out of.
So. Yeah.
It's 'tis the season.
Brent said, bring me a beer and also the change. Here's 20. Bring me beers and the change.
Oh, my word.
Let me ask you a question. Nah, that's not a good question. I was looking on the webs on the. It's not Warrior Princess like I thought it was.
I like those questions.
Queen Anno, Spirit of a Warrior. So, I mean, it only gets 4.6 stars, whatever.
Oh, you're looking at the computer screen.
Yeah. So today we talked a little bit more about Beloved Warrior, Just sort of a good place for us to, you know, kind of formulate some opinions. And that's really what this book process, book writing process is about for you and me, which is, you said earlier, getting to know each other better,
yeah,
knowing our stories more. We love to share stories. It's just, we're men. We like to tell stories. What can we say?
Anybody can write a book. Anybody can do research.
Yeah, AI will do it for you today.
But it's, yeah, but it's what connects.
Mm-hmm.
And until you know each other, that's what they're trying to do, like with the president, like Joe Rogan right now. He's been trying to interview and to get people away from, like get it long enough into the conversation, deep enough to where you discover kind of who they are.
Yeah.
And that's like with us working on this together or with anybody. It's the more you know the person, the deeper you really can go. And so this isn't really about just writing a book, another notebook. Here you go.
Yeah.
Here's the percentages and statistics.
Yeah.
And all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I was like, man, what did you experience at this age in your life? What was that like for you?
Yeah.
How has it affected you to now? And because we're talking about purpose, when you talk through everything, like through years, you begin to look at something and go, oh, I see how my purpose is being formed. I thought this was a bad thing when I hit bottom in my life here, but actually it kind of moved me to where I need to be now.
Mm.
So your lens begins to change, and guess what happens? You can bring hope, and people are all about, man, give me some hope, give me some purpose, give me some meaning. So that's the thing about getting to know each other, because you can really, you can go deeper, and when you go deeper, you get more real.
Yeah. It's funny because we talked to my wife briefly during today's conversation. I called her on the phone and she shared with me something that I never really recognized and that she didn't recognize early enough, which is that our own son didn't like being called skinny when he was younger.
Oh, I didn't either.
I didn't either necessarily, but there were also benefits to being skinny. I could get through holes people couldn't get through.
Right.
I could climb trees people couldn't climb or higher than they could climb. But at the same time, yeah, you know, I didn't want to be looked at as skinny, like scrawny.
Right.
There's a difference between
a weakling.
Yeah, exactly. And I was just like, man, that's really interesting, Sky, because talk about knowing someone. I mean, we know our son really well, but not recognizing for probably years that he didn't like being called skinny was interesting to me.
Boy, we just finished creating and now we're doing the podcast, but man, I'm thinking about, you know, the wounds that we have. How many of us have things like that purpose that we're talking about, but it's been held back or it's been muted mm-hmm. because of those wounds, mm-hmm. because we didn't believe we had what it takes.
Right. Or you don't want to get hurt again.
Yeah. You don't want to get, you put a wall up and say, you know what? I'm not even going to go that direction.
Yeah.
It's not, nope, not doing it.
Yeah.
Dude, I probably started 4 or 5 different men's ministries that I had time, energy, money, everything invested in, only to see some of those things fall apart. And one of them was with a guy that for about 10 years I traveled with, everywhere from Africa to Alaska, everywhere in between. We made a whole video series done, edited. And in the end, because in that situation, there was something that came up on his end where he wanted to void the contract. He's been gone now for a number of years.
Sure.
But it was around financials and something we couldn't agree upon. And when that happened, it crushed me.
Mm.
And I said, you know what? I don't want to partner up and do stuff again, because what if they decide, hey, this is going well, and I want a lot bigger percentage than I originally wanted, you know? It just, and until you can die to that need to be someone,
mm-hmm.
was it Dietrich Bonhoeffer? We must totally abandon any attempt to make something of ourselves. I think that's the quote. I must totally abandon any attempt to make something of myself. It's something like that. And until I can get to that place where it really is not about me, which is the end of the book, the end of the book, giving it away, is really about, you know, that productivity that we have profits others. And until I can get out of the way, I'm not going to be profiting anybody, because I'm thinking about profiting me. So I just think it's really important to kind of get your compass set when you first start something. It's like, wait a minute. It's for the people that are listening. It's for the people that I come in contact with. This is to help you get through some of this stuff, because you've had arrows shot at you your whole life.
Oh, yeah.
And, navigating the arrows. There you go. Write that down. There's a good book.
Navigating the Arrows. I'm looking for that quote. One must abandon every attempt to make something of oneself, whether it be a saint, a converted sinner, a churchman. This is what I mean by worldliness taking This is what I mean by worldliness taking life in stride. Worldliness taking is hyphenated. It's a weird word. Worldliness
so was
taking.
It close what I said then? Was it?
Yeah, it was one must abandon every attempt to make something of oneself.
Yeah.
And then he said, whether it be a saint, a converted sinner, or a churchman.
I guess I can.
He carries on, but he ends with, that is faith, and that is what makes a human and a Christian.
So abandoning, you know, any attempt to make something of myself, it really comes back down to, where is my identity? Is it in me?
Yes.
In what others think of me, or is it really in the one who made me and has given me this incredible life?
Yeah, it's in Christ.
Yeah.
You shared a second ago about starting four men's ministries, and I was talking recently with a lady who was trying to start a women's group, and it was just a hangout group. It wasn't necessarily a ministry intentionally, but just getting women together to hang out and learn from each other. Had 100 people show interest by whatever, joining her social media group or whatever it was, and like 4 showed up.
Wow.
It's tough.
Yeah.
You kind of, because then you go, really, you have to ask yourself, you're like, is it me?
Right.
And probably not. There's just an issue with people committing and doing things these days. But
there is.
But this goes back to what you said, which is, well, where's my identity? Is my identity in what I think others think of me? What I think of myself? Or is my identity in Christ?
And what's the lens you're looking through? Hey, these are the people, because they're the ones that recognize the need, and they're the ones who are committed. And I would rather have 4 people that are committed than 100 people that are like, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like any teacher, when you want a student that's going to put in the work and ask questions, right?
Yeah, you do.
Not you the really kids do. Like, yeah, I just had to take this class.
I have to get through this one semester and I'll be done.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, good stuff this week. Looking forward to continuing to see where this goes. I enjoy our process and the time with you.
Yeah, the process. We even said, you know, this is kind of a weird analogy, but I said, to me, it's like kind of like gutting out a deer. And we're here's the heart, here's the liver, here's how these things work.
It's the intestines.
I'm weird.
You are a little weird, and I like that about you.
I'm a kind of a John the Baptist, kind of a eating locust. And
there's this, and honey.
And honey.
There's this phrase about, and I'm using my hands now, so for people that are listening like that, but weird rich, and rich doesn't necessarily mean money, but just rich in ideas and thought and fun, and then normal poor, right? So weird rich way up high, normal poor way down low. I don't want to be normal, brother.
No,
I'm not. There's no chance I will be at this point. It's way too late. But
and I think if everybody was not trying to conform to be somebody else to try to get liked, we would all be individuals. We've all just become the
what we're supposed to be.
Yeah, I mean, wow! If I could be that individual for me and instead of trying to be everybody else.
Yeah, reminds me of, I think it was Reagan's quote. And I don't know if he quoted somebody else, but it's amazing what we get done if we don't care who gets the credit. Kind of type quote. I can't remember exactly the words, but
yep.
All right. Well, we're out of here. We'll see you next week, brother.
See you, bud.